Ladies and gentlemen, retired Air Force Colonel Bud Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Also joining us, Jack Roush and Jim Hagedorn. Afternoon, everybody. Jim, start us off, please. You had 7 years as an Air Force fighter pilot, F-16s. What was that experience like for you? What did you do? But also, how did that experience affect choices you made for the rest of your life to where it has come to this day?
Well, I mean, I run Scott's Miracle-Gro, which is our family business. And I never really thought I wanted to be a business guy. I just wanted to fly airplanes. And I thought being an airline pilot would be a cool job. And I figured the best way to get trained would be to be an airline pilot was to go in the Air Force. And I did that. And then I had this flight commander who said, would you rather kill people or fly the killer's toilet paper around? Meaning, do I rather be a cargo driver or be a fighter pilot? And I said, kill people, sir. And that's... So I ended up in the fighter business just that moment. And look, I think like a lot of people, I'm wearing this because my youngest son just got out of the Army, 4.5 years, trip to Afghanistan, assault team sergeant, led his assault team. And I think for all of us, Bud, I'm sure you too, except it was more intense because it was during the big one. I think you grow up a lot in the military, and it's a cool job when it's cool, and it's terrifying when it's not. And so I think everybody becomes a man pretty well that serves, and I like people who serve. So I'm proud of my son, and I'm always a little confused when people say, all veterans, please stand up, and it's like, oh, you know. I'm one of them. So I was lucky enough to be right out of pilot training, get an F-16, kind of went around the world doing that, had a lot of fun, and ended up in the family business selling dirt and fertilizer, which is probably what I'm best at, is selling crap. I was, you know, Roundup is one of our businesses, and we were looking to do some advertising. We figured NASCAR, remember that? So people said, would you like to meet Jack Roush? Because we're thinking of sponsoring one of his cars. And I went up there, and he had the Gentleman Jim airplane, which at the time I think was glorious, the Glamorous Glennis, right? And this bird, and that went flying, and he had this airplane under construction. And I was like, dude, I want to buy one of these airplanes. And, you know, well, this, I'm not making this up. So first he takes me on a flight where I've never met the guy before. And we're at like VNE on, you know, never exceed speed on this airplane, which is, I don't know, it's like, I think close to 500 miles an hour. Like below the tree line, someplace up in Michigan. And I said to myself, what the? And there's no stick or anything in the back. So it's like, so we did that. And then, so Jack said, okay, so if you want to buy my, he like interviewed me. And I think this gets to the point, which is that all of us who get to sort of care for, steward one of these airplanes, you know, which is kind of what this whole place is about, what Warbirds is about, is to keep them flying. Jack interviewed me like I was like I was going to get hired by him or something. Now, the one thing he lied to me about, though, he made me sign a contract saying I would never change the name of the airplane. But what he didn't tell me is he had another... So I don't think this is the real one. I think this is the faux crow. This is the pretend crow. And but look, I just... Because this is kind of what my part is. So the ability to be lucky in life, you know, which is to have flown in the military, had this fabulous training, fly some really great equipment, do some cool stuff, and then run a business, get hooked up with Jack, be able to have my own fighter, you know, and come here. You know, this is what it's about. And these two guys, because it's all about them. It's really, you know, I'm sort of the fluff guy that starts off. Maybe that's both of us. The culture of being a fighter pilot, especially flying these birds, it's sitting right there, okay? Because if somebody said to me, compliment Bud, you know what I would say. He's a fighter pilot, a real fighter pilot. And for those of us who done the job, that's a pretty big compliment, but you know, he is the real deal fighter. And now and this guy, probably 3/4 of the Mustangs today would not be flying if it wasn't for Jack Roush. The Merlin motor is a super cool motor, and I'd heard this before, but Jack was sort of pontificating back in the room back here about how Bud had never aborted a mission in his combat career ever for maintenance issues. And that tells you something about these motors, that they are, I mean, listen, you're talking 1,700 horsepower? I'm going to do 3 flights today, and I care about myself. I've got grandchildren and all the crap, and so you're talking about an engine that's reliable to begin with in a combat setting, but with Jack is doing pistons, connecting rod, cranks, valves, valve guides. Like, he's the best engine guy and the best friend the Merlin has ever had, and this community. And if it wasn't for, you know, Bud and Connie and Ed and Jack and lots of other folks, it would be really impossible to do what we do. And so I just want to say thank you to these guys, because these guys, this is the culture of what we do here. And Jack is the backbone of what we do here.
Jim, why is it important to you? Why is it important to you and your company to do everything you do for this place? Why is this place significant? Why is Bud's presence here significant?
Because all you got to do is go over to the ramp over there and look at all those Mustangs. It doesn't happen. We took off. So in the last 24 hours, we've done like 2 5 ships and 2 4 ships. Flew down to Chicago to do the missing man formation for Vlado. Nowhere are people flying these kind of like military formations safely. For those of you who, how many, well, I'm not going to ask the question, how many non-aviators are there here? For what happens here, there is nothing like Air Venture anywhere. It's the best flying in the world for 5 days or what, you know, it's like how long we're here. So it's a big deal. I got a bunch of people here who helped me campaign. You know, it's a big deal to bring an airplane here and fly it and have it maintained and be ready in the morning and do all the stuff. But this is the, if you look at everything as being a palette or a canvas that you can do some art on, this place is the, for this week, is the finest flying, if you like military stuff, that there is anywhere in the world, unless you're flying in the military.
Right. Jack, Jim just mentioned your company, you know, that you created and your industries, Roush Industries. and all you do for aviation, but it's also all you do for Warbirds, what you do here by your presence. I'll ask you what I asked Jim just now. Why is it significant for us to be here with Bud and hear about Bud's experience?
Well, like a lot of the kids and the people that were kids, everybody was a kid, or either a kid or was a kid one time. But I enjoyed making model airplanes when I was a youngster. And the P-51 Mustang, for its lines and for the history that I understood about it at that very young age, was my greatest interest. And so I went off to do my business thing, wound up doing the racing thing, managed to have some discretionary money when I was 50 years old, 45 to 50 years old. I finally got my legs under me. And so I said I would like to honor our heroes and honor my father's military career. He was in World War II in the Navy. I'd like to preserve and to protect a P-51 Mustang.